Great. Thank you, Laura. Welcome, everyone, to this session. We appreciate your interest in the credentialing process. I'm going to follow up with what Lori spoke about regarding the MCHES to talk to you about the process behind the Master Certified Health Education Specialist exam. I also want to recognize my co-presenters or co-authors on this, Jim McKenzie and Jackie Rainey, who are not with us today, but also Linda Lasobe and Melissa Rarick. If you guys are in the audience, if you want to wave to everybody. great. We also have no relationships to disclose. The session objectives are to explain the rationale as to why NCHEC and the field decided to implement this advanced level credential, and also to describe the rigorous item writing process, exam construction process that we go through for the MCHES exam, or we went through, and explain the MCHES eligibility, exam eligibility requirements. First, I think it's important to note that some of you in the room might not know that our CHESS credential is now accredited by the National Commission of Certifying Agencies, or NCCA. This means that the CHESS credential is in compliance with rigorous standards and the standards that are listed here. So in order to have this accreditation, the CHESS credential, we must conduct role delineation job analysis. I'm going to talk about the latest job analysis project that was completed. Lengthy examination to a defined body of knowledge, demonstrate the reliability and validity of the examination, develop a minimum passing score, equate alternative forms of the exam, and require a method of recertification. So I'm going to actually talk about some of these standards today in this presentation as it relates to the development of the MCHES exam. And it's my understanding that the MCHES exam will also, or the MCHES credential will also, we're submitting application for it to be accredited as well by NCCA, and that's in the process. So to get started, I want to talk about the job analysis or role delineation. As many of you know, the health educator job analysis was completed and results released in 2010. This was a study to assess the contemporary practice of health educators in our field. And this was conducted by three organizations, national organizations, the American Association for Health Education, or AHE, the Society for Public Health Education, or SOPHE, and also NCHEC. These three organizations partner with Professional Exam Services, or PES, which is an organization contracted by NCHEC to help with testing issues. The process that went forward here with the HEJA, we call it the HEJA, so I'm going to refer to it as HEJA throughout the rest of the presentation. This was based on credentialing standards and best practices established by the American Educational Research Association, the American Psychological Association, and the National Council on Measurement and Education. The project was funded from profits from the Competency Update Project, the 2006 framework publication. And basically, PES, or Professional Exam Services, the contracted organization that we used in this last role delineation or HEJA project, these representatives worked with individuals throughout our field to guide the process, to help us make decisions related to development of the HEJA survey that went out to everyone in our field. It was a mixed methods approach. 59 health educator volunteers actually were involved in structured interviews, focus groups, as well as a modified Delphi technique, and also in the validation process of the survey that went out to collect data on what it is that we do in practice. And so a very comprehensive project that was conducted nationally, and the results were published in 2010. The HEJA model resulted in these responsibilities and competencies and subcompetencies, which now we call the framework for health education practice at both the entry and advanced level. You can see the differences between the competency update project, which was completed in 2006, to the HEJA results in 2010. We still have 7 areas of responsibility. I'm going to talk about those in just a moment as it relates to the MCHES exam development process. 34 competencies, 223 subcompetencies, which are broken down to 162 entry-level subcompetencies and 61 advanced-level subcompetencies. Some of the new subcompetencies really just filled in the gaps, such as the application of theory models, looking at community development involvement. Two areas that were expanded to incorporate competencies and subcompetencies related to partnership development, as well as advanced level subcompetencies in the areas of training and consultation, influencing policy to promote health, as well as promoting the health education profession. So you might ask yourself, why an advanced credential? I can tell you that this decision was not made overnight. There were official recommendations of our National Task Force on Accreditation, which is a task force that has been convened by Sophie and Ahi, that we are recommended, there was a suggestion made to consider an advanced level credential. As well as findings of the Competency Update Project in 2005 revealed that we are actually practicing on two distinct levels, entry and advanced. And this was confirmed by the HEDRA results. A 2006 feasibility study was conducted, and of that, two-thirds of the respondents indicated that advanced level certification would benefit this profession. And lastly, there have been continuing comments from health education specialists in our field that the current CHESS credential is entry level, and therefore not reflective of the scope of practice of many of our advanced level practicing professionals in the field. So with that, we have now seen the rollout of this past year, our advanced level credential, the MCHESS. I want to talk just a moment about eligibility of the MCHESS. Some of you in the room might have actually gone through the EDO process, as Lori talked about, are set for our inaugural MCHESS exam, which was given this past month on October 15th. To be eligible for the MCHESS exam, our CHESS that have been active status CHESS for 5 or more years are eligible to sit for the exam. Or those that are non-CHESS or CHESS less than 5 years active status would need to have a master's degree or higher in health education or a master's degree, graduate degree with higher or higher with transcripts reflecting 25 hours of coursework in the areas of responsibility plus 5 years of experience as a health education specialist. And that obviously would be documented by a CV and 2 letters of recommendation. So as Lori mentioned, the MCHESS exam is composed of not only the academic part, but also the experience. So you have to have both to be eligible. In terms of the process to develop the MCHESS exam, this is a very rigorous process, and I'm going to talk a little bit, a lot actually, about the process that NCHEC and the Division Board of Certifying Health Education Specialists, we call them DBCHES, the Division Board of NCHEC that helps to create this exam. I really commend the members, those past and present of this division board. When you think about the work that they're doing, what they're doing for our profession in terms of credentialing our professionals to work in this area, it's really remarkable the work that they're doing, and I think we should give them all a big thank you. I'm actually not on this division board, but going and learning about the process, I think you'll see how important the work is. So first of all, the job analysis. As we mentioned, the test specifications for the MCHESS exam are developed based off the HEDRA results. So the job analysis was conducted in 2008-2009. We got those results, obviously, published in 2010. From that information, I'm going to show you the test specifications in just a minute, but from that information, we developed the test specifications that happened in 2009. From those test specifications, then the item running process that I'm going to describe in more detail momentarily began in 2010. Exam construction happened in 2011. The establishment of the pass point occurred this past July in 2011. Actually, that's still ongoing, and I'll explain that in a moment. And then lastly, the statistical analysis of the exam items after each exam occurs. So this is the process that I'm going to go through each step now with you that we do, or that the division board conducts to develop the MCHESS exam. I think we need to show you who these people are. These are Division Board for Certification of Health Education Specialists, DBCHES, members at their July meeting. This was the meeting that face-to-face that these individuals went through the actual the first MCHES examination with our representative from PES. Dr. McKenzie and Jackie are in this picture. These are two of the co-presenters I wanted to point out. Also in this picture are two external individuals that are credentialed, that are invited in to help to establish the Passpoint, and they were in attendance in this meeting as well. I'll explain that in a minute. So these are the people. If you see them here at the conference, make sure to tell them good job for what they've been doing. Okay, so as I mentioned, the MCHES examination was offered October 15th. There were 76 candidates registered, and the cell instructor basically is provided the same sites where the CHESS exam is given. You have 3 hours to complete the exam, 165 multiple choice questions, 150 of those were actually scored, 15 of those items are pilot items. The questions are standalone and scenario-based multiple choice items, and it covers all seven areas of responsibility. I think it's important to note that all 223 subcompetencies are fair game on the NHS exam. It's hierarchical. We expect practicing the advanced level to be competent in the entry and advanced level subcompetencies. So all are covered on the exam. Here are the test specifications or the percentages of the 2011 CHESS exam questions by area of responsibility. So for example, as you can see, area 1, 10% of the MCHESS exam comes from area 1, and so on. So you can see for the MCHESS exam that more of the questions relate to administering and managing health education and evaluation and research. Currently, all the items for the MCHESS exam are developed or written by our DBCHESS members. There are 13 elected and appointed members. Each item corresponds to the subcompetencies. So all 223 subcompetencies in our framework have items that are written. The CHESS Bank test bank has approximately 700 to 800 items, whereas the MCHESS test bank has about 400 items currently. The DB directors write the items, and they submit these items into an online program called Remote Item Writing. This is a computer software program that PES has or houses on their server, and it was just a couple of years ago that they implemented this online writing capability. Before that, members would show up face-to-face and do the writing or bring their items there. Each item is reviewed by at least three other directors. So for an item to be considered for the test bank, three other DBCHESS directors has to sign off on that one item, as well as each item has to have a reference. So for the content that's being tested in the item, there's a reference book list of over 80 books that are commonly used in our field, that there has to be a citation from one of those. So very rigorous process. Once the items are then submitted and approved by the DBCHESS members, PES editors review the items to verify that they conform to the standard principles of test construction, grammar, and style. There's actually a style guide, a guide that's used by PES for these items. PES builds the exam based on the areas of responsibility, and then PES leads the DBCHESS directors through an exam construction at a face-to-face meeting. The directors review the exam looking for questions that measure the same content, poorly worded questions, or questions that need to be updated to reflect the current practice and references. It is also at this meeting that the Passpoint must be determined. The DBCHESS members use a modified Engolf method to develop the Passpoint, in which each individual DBCHESS member goes through each item and rates them in terms of item difficulty. They're looking for the probability of a minimally qualified individual to be able to answer the item correctly. They do this individually. Then they come together and use what I call a consensus method in stage two, to where they determine items and subsets and determine whether or not a minimally qualified candidate would be able to answer correctly this item. The ratings by the participants in the Passpoint meeting are pulled together and then averaged to yield an overall average for the exam. The overall average is expected total score for minimally qualified candidate and thus the tentative Passpoint for the exam. After the exam is administered, then the statistical analysis is performed to determine the final pass point for the exam. That is currently ongoing since the MCHESS exam was just administered October 15th, so that's still going on. We don't know the final pass point at this time. So that, in a nutshell, is the outline, the process of developing the MCHESS exam. For more information, you can obviously contact the NCHEC office, and I will take questions, I'm assuming, at the end. Thank you.